Wondering if you're a genius? Mensa Hawaii is hoping yes. Mensa is the largest and oldest high IQ society in the world.
You know, technically, membership is the top 2 percentile of people who take intelligence tests. And a lot of people don't take intelligence tests, but you probably know a lot of them in your everyday life. Most people don't think about it, you know, what is your IQ.
Janice Fenton is a member of Mensa Hawaii. The 69-year-old paralegal joined Mensa 3 years ago and is now calling on all closeted nerds and lovers of learning to join her ranks.
It's a community of equals who share a love of learning, a curiosity, and who appreciate each other's quirkiness, if you will. Some of us are introverts, and that can come off to the public as being stuck up. Some of us can be considered nerds, and most of us are just pretty ordinary people.
Founded in 1946, Mensa has grown to around 134,000 members in 100 countries, with membership open to people who score in the 98th percentile or higher on IQ tests. The society is often associated with being a genius.
No, I don't consider myself a genius. I mean, I consider myself of above average intelligence, but I'm not an Einstein or a Da Vinci, which is what I consider genius.
Mensa Hawaii members host game nights, movie outings, and scuba diving trips, just to name a few. The group's annual regional gathering in Honolulu in October is the next event on the agenda, with a lineup of speakers on topics as unique to Hawaii as they are geeky.
And among those folks are Kaili'i Makua, the Hawaiian tattoo priest, another who is a linguist who's speaking about constructed languages or fake languages such as Klingon and Elvish. We have folks from the University of Hawaii speaking to climate change and how Hawaii is planning for coastal management.
On the last day of the regional gathering, Mensa will be offering IQ tests for any potential members. Mensa membership in Hawaii has been fluctuating between 150 and 300 in recent years, and Fenton is hoping to recruit fresh brains to sustain the organization into the future.
Right now, I would say the group tends to be a little older, you know, maybe high 30s and above, just because the group hasn't had a lot of visibility. We would love to have a lot more younger members, and I would like to see the group be re-energized.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.